माधव कुंज बिहारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे माधव कुंज बिहारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे जयराम कुंज बिहार गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशो व्रज जन यमुना तेरा वन चारे यमुना तीरा वन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय 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 प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस एस भक्ति वेदांत स्वयं शुद्धपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नम आचार्य शिवदास ठाकुर की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 12 चैप्टर एंडल ध्रुव महाराज गोज बैक टू गॉड हेड टेक्स्ट 14। एवं बहु सबम कालम महात्मा अविचलेन्द्रिया त्रैवर्गपायिकं नीत्वा पुत्राया दानुपासनं। एवं बहु सबं कालं महात्मा अविचलेन्द्रियः त्रैवर्गपायिकं नीत्वा पुत्राया दानुपासनं। एवं बहु सबं कालं महात्मा विचलेन्द्रियः त्रैवर्गपैकं नीत्वा पुत्राया दानुपासनं। एवं बहु सबं कालं महात्मा विचलेन्द्रियः त्रैवर्गपायिकं नीत्वा पुत्राया दानृपासनम्। एवं बहु सबं कालं महात्मा विचलेन्द्रियः त्रैवर्गोपायिकं नीत्वा पुत्राया दानृपासनम्। एवं बहु सबं कालं महात्मा विचलेन्द्रिया त्रैवर्गपायिकं नीत्वा पुत्राया दानृपासनम्। माताजीस्। एवं बहु सबं कालं महात्मा विचलेन्द्रिया त्रैवर्गोपायिकं नीत्वा पुत्राया दानृपासनम्। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग एवं दस बहु मेनी सवम इयर्स कालम टाइम महात्मा ग्रेट सोल अविचल इंद्रिया विदाउट बीइंग डिस्टर्ब बाय द सेंस एजिटेशन। त्रिवर्ग थ्री काइंड्स ऑफ वर्ल्ड एक्टिविटीज औपायिकम फेवरेबल फॉर एग्जीक्यूटिंग नित्वा हैविंग पास्ट पुत्राय टू हिज सन अदात ही हैंडेड ओवर नृपासनम द रॉयल थ्रोन। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Translation: The self-control great soul Dhruva Maharaj thus passed many, many years favorably executing three kinds of worldly activities, namely religiosity, economic development, and satisfaction of all material desires. Thereafter, He handed over the charge of the royal throne to his son. Purport: Perfection of materialistic life is suitably attained by the process of observing religious principles. This leads automatically to successful economic development, and thus there is no difficulty in satisfying all the material desires. Since Dhruva Maharaj, as a king, had to keep up his status quo, or it would not have been possible to rule over the people in general, he did it perfectly. But as soon as he saw that his son was grown up and could take charge of the royal throne, he immediately handed over the charge and retired from all the material engagement. One word used here is very significant, avichalendriyaha, which means that he was not disturbed by the agitation of the senses, nor was his sensory power diminished, although in years he was very old man. Since he ruled over the world for 36,000 years, naturally one may conclude that he became very, very old, but factually his senses were very young, and yet he was not interested in sense gratification. In other words, he remained self-controlled. He performed his duties perfectly according to the materialistic way. That is the way of behavior of a great devotee. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, one of the direct disciples of Lord Chaitanya, was the son of a very rich man. Although he had no interest in enjoying the material happiness, when he was entrusted with doing something in managing the state, he did it perfectly. Srila Gaurasundar advised him, "From within, keep yourself and your mind completely aloof, but externally execute the material duties just as they need to be done." This transcendental position can be achieved by the devotees only, as described in Bhagavad Gita. While others such as yogis try to control their senses by the force, devotees, even though possessing full sensory power, do not use them because they engage in higher transcendental activities.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासंहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं
हरे कृष्ण सो थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर गिविंग मी अपॉर्चुनिटी टू स्पीक on this very difficult verse. Actually, last time, well, Balaram Sati Prabhu gave me class, 2-3 times it postponed because some senior came. So this time I thought I will not prepare only because I prepared and it postponed. So it happened and Even though the verse is given 15 days back, I just hardly prepared yesterday, whatever I could able to speak. So, seeking blessing from all the wonderful Vaishnavas. Practically all of them are similar to me. Try to speak something on this verse. So here, it is mentioned in the verse that Dhruva Maharaj engaged in all the material enjoyment with Dharma, Artha and Kama. So, we saw the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj that Dhruva Maharaj, even though initially Artharthi, four types of devotee come to me, Krishna says, one of that is Artharthi. He wanted to have kingdom greater than his grandfather. But when he performed his sadhana, by the Kripa Siddhi of a Lord, when the Lord touched his counsel to the Dhruva Maharaj, he became an allied devotee of a Lord. So, the beautiful verse which says, Sthana bilashi tapasasitosmi tam praptavan deva munindra goyam kachan vichinvan apidivyaratnam swamim krutartho navaram nayache. All this great kingdom of entire universe, Dhruva Maharaj was considering as a broken piece of glasses. That was a kind of detachment, that was a kind of unalloyed devotional service he had developed. He didn't have any desires. He wanted only an association of devotees, just wanted to engage in pure hearing, chanting. Still here, it is said that he was engaged perfectly in dharma, artha and kama. Why is it like that? The question may arise in the mind of a people. Is it like that do our Vedic literatures discourage us to engage in material sense gratification? Why they always, especially Bhagavatam speaks about renouncing the thing. What was the theme behind all these things? So, first we'll try to see whether our Vedic scriptures discourages to engage in sense gratification or not. So, the principle is beautifully given in Ishopanishad. So, the very first verse of Ishopanishad says, Ishavasam idam sarvam yat kishim jagatya jagat tena taktena bhunjita ma gruda kasya svidhanam. Everything is property of a Lord. With this understanding, if we accept our quota, then we are perfectly have right to enjoy our quota. There is no harm in that. What will happen if you enjoy that quota? Then, next verse of the Ishopanishad says that Kuryam eva karmani jijivice shata samaha evam tvai nanyatho asti na karma lipyate nare. If one follows these principles, even if one lives hundreds of years, there is no harm. One will not be entangled in the karmic reactions. But as against this, if one does not follow this Ishavasya principle, and without following this principle, if one enjoys dharma, artha, kama, then third verse of the Ishopanishad says that Asurya nama te loka andhena tamasavrata tamaste abhya pratyabhigacchati yeke chatman hana. Such a person is a killer of soul because he is not following the Ishavasya principle. And such a person goes to hell for eternally, for many years. Actually, eternally world is a contextual word. There is no concept of eternal hell in our Vedic context. In Christianity, there is a concept of eternal hell. If you do not follow Jesus, or in Muslim, Abrahamic religion, it is there. But Vedic religion, always there is a chance for a soul to achieve his eternal constitutional position, even though he may be in hell. He is in hell. So, even Gita, Lord says, Balam balavatam chaham kamaraga vivarjito dharma aviruddha bhuteshu kamosme bharatasyaba. That sex desires, that sex life, which is according to religious principles, I am that sex desire. So, Vedic literature never discourages to engage in sense gratification. It allows us, you accept your quota and enjoy that. Don't encourage on others' quota. And if you follow that principle, then there will not be any problem. So this is the principle. But here we see Dhruva Maharaj was a pure devotee. Even though we are allowed to enjoy sense gratification of our quota, Dhruva Maharaj was an alert devotee. And an alert devotee even did want to enjoy their own quota also. They just want to detach and wanted to engage in service of Lord. So, why here Dhruva Maharaj was engaged in all these activities? So, here the principle comes that Dhruva Maharaj had been instructed by the Lord Himself to do that. So, in the verse 4.9.22, the Lord Himself tells to Dhruva Maharaj, after your father goes to forest, And ours with the rule of his kingdom, you will rule continuously for the entire world for 36,000 years. And all of your senses will be continue to be as strong as you are young now. You will never become old. So Lord instructed him, you have to rule. So that is the principle. That devotee follows the principle of following the instruction of a Lord. For him, the instruction of a Lord or instruction of a guru, representative of a Lord, is much higher than his own desire. Is much higher than his own desire. So in the very next verse, the Lord says in that section, I am the heart of sacrifice actually. So you don't think that you have to renounce everything. It's I am the heart of sacrifice. You will be able to perform many great sacrifices. So just by ruling, you will not be blindly engaged in sense gratification. You will perform many sacrifices and also give charities. So there is a good work also you will do. And in this way, you will be able to enjoy the blessings of the material happiness in these lives. So you will have perfectly material happiness. And at the time of death, you will remember me also. So you will require all the benefits of devotional service also. At the same time, you will enjoy all the material happiness. So that is a benediction awarded by the Lord to him. And Dhruva Maharaj, being a pure devotee of a Lord, wanted to follow the instruction of a Lord perfectly. That is always the motive of a devotee. That he don't want to go beyond the instruction of a devotee, the instruction of a Lord. So in the fifth canto, when the Swayambhumanu wanted Priyavarta Maharaj to accept again the position of kingdom, to give up his brahmacharya, to give up his renounced life, accept again the position of a kingdom, that time he requested Brahmaji to please convince him, because many times family members is very difficult to convince. We try to convince our family members to become a devotee, they can't convince. Okay. Once it happened that I used to tell my sister-in-law always, please chant, please take prasadam, all those things. Please at least hear kirtan, hear some lectures. 2-3 years I was telling her, but she was not ready to listen only. Once she came to temple, Radha Gopinath, and she happened to meet my counselor, his name is Radha Vallapru. He spoke 5 minutes, the same words which I spoke. But after just 5 minutes, she said that, hey, your Prabhuji is very humble actually. So I must follow him. So that's the difference. That our family members, we never want to listen to them. But somebody senior, somebody is not part of our family member, he comes. Some authority position comes. He tells to you, follow this. We are always ready to accept that. So Swayambhumanu requested Brahmaji. Of course, Brahmaji also family member of a Priyavarta Maharaj one says, because great-great-grandfather. But still, that authority is there. It's Brahma, creator of a universe. Shaktavesh avatar of a Lord. So with that authority, Brahmaji tells a very beautiful verse to a Priyavarta Maharaj. Natasya kashi tapasa vidyayava na yoga virye na manishayava naivartha dharmer parato svatova krutam vihantum tanubhrit vibhuyam. First of all, Priyavarta, one cannot reject the instruction of a Lord. One may say, I am a very austere person, tapasa. No, not by tapasa. Natasya kashi tapasa. Okay, I am a very learned. I did vidyapit. No. Na vidyayava. Okay. Na yoga viryena. By the power of my yoga, I am a very yogic person. I have performed many austerities. I know all the anulom vilom, all these things I know, yoga. No, not by that also. Na viryena. I have bodily strength. Not that also. Manishava. Okay, I am a very intelligent person. I can memorize shlokas right, left and center. Not that also. Okay, I am following perfectly Varnashram Dharma, Dharma Artha Kama Moksha. Naiva Artha Dharma Paratno Swatova, not by one's own effort, not by others' blessings. Kritam Vihantum Tanubhrit Vibhuya. Those who are body, Tanubhrit, they cannot reject the instruction of a Lord. So here, that is the principle Dhruva Maharaj is following. He is following perfectly. Lord instructed him that even though he wanted to get detached, but Lord said, you have to be attached, you have to rule this kingdom for 36,000 years and you have to engage in dharma, artha, kama, moksha. That's how perfectly Dhruva Maharaj was engaged in this activity. So the question comes, why Lord wants his devotee to engage in this kind of activity? He could have chosen other person. Why devotees always should be engaged in these activities? So in the story of a Vishwamitra and Vasishtha Muni, when Vishwamitra previously was a Kaushik, King Kaushika, and he happened to visit the hermitage of Vishwamitra with all his entourage and huge army. And he fought some war and came. So Vishwamitra received him very nicely, offered him great hospitality, which Vasishtha received him very nicely, offered him great hospitality. And all the army says, we are very hungry. He says, no problem, sit here, I'll feed you everything. So how can you feed? King Kaushik got surprised, you don't have anything, you're just poor beggar Brahmana. So he says, just sit here, I'll feed you everything. And within a few seconds, the entire arrangement was made. And King Kaushik got surprised. From where all this thing came? So he says that I have one cow whose name is Kamadhenu. And she provided everything to all your kingdom, all your kinsmen, all your army, and to you, this wonderful arrangement. So King Kaushik thought, if I get this Kamadhenu, then I could be able to rule nicely. I don't have to work hard to collect the taxes and everything. Just desire, and Kamadhenu will supply everything. So he says, Vasishtha, please give me that Kamadhenu. That time Vasishtha Muni says, those who don't desire anything, Kamadhenu will stay with him only. That is the nature of a lord. That is the arrangement of a lord. Ki those who don't want anything, Lord give him maximum. Because he has the responsibility to spend it properly. So many times we see that, especially in temple, all those things, even though Brahmacharya are not allowed to earn the money, but they have been given the authority to sign. Okay, you have to sign this thing. Unless your sign is there, the bill cannot move ahead. Okay? He don't have authority to actually earn the money, to spend the money. But because he is not attached to money, at least externally, he is not attached to money, by his sign, things can move. So that he can utilize the money responsibly. He has given up everything, so that now he has responsibility. So those who don't want anything, Lord entrusts maximum responsibility to him. So that's the principle of a Lord. So that's why Lord always wants the Shrestha, one who is a great devotee, to be always at the top. The entire war of Mahabharata was fought. Just I am reading currently Mahabharata, and the war section is going on. So it's a very ghastly war actually. The way the Bhima fights and the way the Bhishma fights, it is mentioned that within one day, Bhishma killed 10 crore people of Pandava army. That was the speed with which Bhishma was fighting. Once Bhima was fighting and Duryodhana sent entire army of elephant, some lakhs of elephants he came. With this one club, Bhima killed entire all elephant army. And his entire club was filled with the flesh of an elephant. That was a kind of ghastly description. 18 days such a war took place. So entire war, why Lord orchestrated? Just to have Yudhishthira as a king. Because Yudhishthira is a perfectly pure devotee. And Lord always wants an ideal person to be at the top. Even in case of material things, especially those who are from mechanical background, they may appreciate that in case of engines, there is something known as Carnot cycle. In engine, there is a Carnot cycle of engine. And that Carnot cycle is, whatever efficiency Carnot cycle proposes, it cannot be achieved. Practically, it is impossible to achieve. So, when I was studying this in the engineering, I just asked my brother, if this cannot be achieved, why have to study all these things first of all? Practically, it is not possible only, Carnot cycle efficiency. So, that time my brother told me, see, you have to have some ideal. You have to reach this ideal. So, that's why this is taught to you. So, this is a case of an engineering thing. So, what to speak of an kingdom which is ruled by the, which is established by the Lord himself. So, Lord always wants his pure devotee to be at the top. Because when devotee does something, and that will always be as per the instruction of a Lord. That will be as per the scriptures. And that will follow the common people. Yadyat acharati shrestha tattat evetarojana sa yat pramanam kurute lokastat anuvartate. So, that's why when personality like Dhruva Maharaj sits on the throne, and when he teaches the people how to perform actual dharma, how to earn the money following proper dharmic principles, how to engage sense gratification as per our quota, and that will how gradually it leads to moksha. It is a devotional service. If king shows by his example, then common people can easily follow it. Otherwise, common people don't have the understanding how to lead our life towards a pure devotional service. They need somebody to taught them. And that is the reason, one of the reasons of appearance of Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu says, ki sakala jagatamore kara vidhi bhakti, vidhi bhakti av rajabhava paiti nahi shakti. Entire world is doing vaidhi sadhana bhakti. But I don't relish vaidhi sadhana bhakti. My purpose of descent as a Krishna avatar is to give the world the raganuga bhakti, the attached, the vrindavan bhakti. Bhakti which is spontaneous. Spontaneous, I release that bhakti very much. But entire world is engaged in Vaidhi bhakti. What to do? So I have to come only. Apan inna kaila bhakti bhava angikara. Apan ni acharya bhakti shikhada sabhar. I will accept the position of a devotee myself. I will teach. Why should I teach? Because apan inna kaila dharma shikhana na yaya. Unless I myself follow. People will not follow it. Yehi ta siddhanta gita bhagavate gaya. This is what Gita Bhagavat says. And that is that verse. Yad yad acharati shrestha. Unless shrestha follows this, common people cannot follow it. Okay? So Bhakti Vikas Maharaj gives a very beautiful example that suppose Albert Einstein, who invented the equation E equal to mc square, and if he comes in the Gurukul and wanted to teach the same equation to 600 students, he can't teach. Even though he knows what is highest in the science, he can't teach that. He has to teach basic, what is the force? What is the energy? That was the thing he had to start it. Similarly, even though Dhruva Maharaj was a pure devotee, for other people to attain pure devotional service is not that easy. So they have to teach first what is dharma, what is the proper system of following the thing, how to earn money properly first of all, how to enjoy that in a proper way, and then gradually you can lead to the it will lead to the devotional service. Krishna tells to Uddhava the same thing. Tavat karmaani kurvito, till what time we have to do the karma, till what time you have to do dharma artha kama, tavat karmaani kurvito na nirvidyeto yavat mat katha shravanadava shraddha yavanna jayate. Unless one develops faith in the hearing of pastimes of a lord, till that point one has to perform all these religious activities. So that is why many times we don't directly tell about the another devotional service. We have to employ some indirect means, especially in current scenario. The whole purpose of rural development, rural education is that indirectly you attract people towards us, give them what they require, tell them what you are doing, how to do it properly, and gradually bring them to the path of a devotional service. Okay, so that is the purpose Lord wanted to engage a devotee in this kind of activities. So we can see another example, few examples from scriptures, that how devotees, even though they were unalloyed devotees, they never hanker to get something from the Lord. They perfectly follow the instruction of the Lord. So in the journey home, we read from journey home that once His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, that time before initiation, was living as a sadhu with hair, long hair, taking bath in the Yamuna in Vrindavan. And because he traveled throughout the Himalayas, the conception of what sadhu is that he's completely renounced, he don't carry any gadgets, he just lives simply. And when he saw Srila Prabhupada came with this busload of devotees, they were carrying cameras, video cameras, simple cameras, taking photographs, they were dressed nicely. He got surprised. How can the sadhu carry cameras and gadgets and all these things? And very next day, Srila Prabhupada was going to class. And Maharaj happened to attend that class. So that time Srila Prabhupada says that principle of Yukta Vairagya, that because everything is a property of a Lord, if you engage that property in the service of a Lord, then that is a real renunciation. So that beautiful quote Maharaj gives in his book Nectar Stream: if you can best serve in the palace, then it is Maya to live under a tree. If you can best serve in the palace, it is a Maya to live under a tree. And if you can best serve under a tree, then it is a Maya to live in the palace. The difference between Maya and the Krishna consciousness is simply, how can I serve the best? And that is the principle this great devotee follows. How can I serve the best? So other example, if you see that yesterday, very beautiful, Sri Vallabhar already explained this, the example of Prahlad Maharaj, the seventh canto. So now when Narsingdev appeared and Prahlad Maharaj offered beautiful prayers, so Lord asked Prahlad Maharaj, my dear Prahlad, ask me whatever benediction you want. So Prahlad Maharaj says that first of all, to get your darshan itself is a great benediction. And if I ask something material thing from you on the exchange of my devotional service, this relationship is like a businessman with a customer. And I don't want to keep such a relationship with you. Further, he says that servant is not a good servant who asks something material in exchange of a devotional service. And that master is not a good master who offer material benediction to keep his prestigious position. Oh,
I am a great master. Just ask me whatever you want, so that I will get glorification. I have provided this thing to you. That master is not a good master. So, if at all I want anything is that, he speaks very beautiful verse. Yadi dasyami me kamam, varamsam varadharshaba, kamanam hrudyasam moham, bhavatasad vrinevaram. If at all you want to give something, what you do? You remove my lust from my heart. Kamanam hrudyasam moham. Because this lust is the root cause of all material bondage, please remove that. Now, after offering such a beautiful, pure devotional prayers, after asking association of Lord, and after again saying this, that I don't want anything, still Lord, what he says to Prahlad Maharaj? My dear Prahlad, a devotee like you never desires any kind of material opulences, either in this life or next. Nonetheless, I offer you to enjoy the opulences of the demons in the material world, acting as a king until the end of a duration of a time occupied by Manu. So, Dhruva Maharaj got 36,000 years only. But Prahlad Maharaj got entire 71 yoga cycles. A duration of Manu, that time he has to enjoy. He didn't want to enjoy, but how much he is supposed to enjoy? 71 yoga cycles. So, that is a instruction of the Lord. And because it is instructed by the Lord, Prahlad Maharaj is still following. Even of the verse of Jambudvip, he is still ruling the kingdom. Okay? Another example we can see from scripture is of that of Jagannadas Babaji Maharaj. Now, Jagannadas Babaji Maharaj lived for 144 years on this planet. Many times, people I saw in my home, many times, people became old and 80 and they became diseased. They started praying to Lord. Every time I go to my home, one of my grandmothers, she is 90 now, she always asks me, give me some mantra to quickly get the death. Do you have some mantra? I said, I have only one mantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's what I have. I don't have anything. Please give me mantra. I want to die quickly because she can't tolerate now. At the age of 90, can't walk, can't eat nicely, can't speak nicely, can't enjoy. What to do? So, but in 144 years, there is not a single mention of anywhere by any devotee that Jagannadas Babaji, what was his bodily condition? At the time of finding the place of Gaurav Avirbhava Bhumi, he was carried in a basket. His eyes were supposed to be opened by the one person. He can't open his eye also. That was his position of body. But not a single time he prayed, oh my Lord, please liberate me from this body. No. Lord wants me to live here 144 years, I will stay happily. I don't want to go against the plan of a Lord. I don't want to go against the instruction of a Lord. So that is always the nature of a pure devotee. Similarly, we can see the life of Srila Prabhupada. During the beautiful chapter of Lilamrut, I had done my part. Satsuru Maharaj very beautifully narrates the last days of Srila Prabhupada. So, all the GBCs have come. Srila Prabhupada was writing his will. He was telling how to manage the society further nicely. Then, he gives various instructions to devotees. How to do that, how to do this, all this. Who will give the initiation? Who will be called as disciples? All these doubts they are clearing. But Tamal Krishna Maharaj says, Prabhupada, we want you to live more. We want you to complete the translation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Kirtan Maharaj says, Prabhupada, I am building palace for you in New Vrindavan. You should come there. You should stay there. Why do you want to leave us? So Prabhupada says, yes, actually I also wanted to leave. So disciples ask, should we pray Krishna? Prabhupada says, yes, you must pray Krishna. Because Krishna can listen the prayer of a sincere devotees. And you are all sincere, pure devotees. So they will definitely listen to your prayer. So again, disciples ask, so should we pray that we will please protect our master, please allow our master to live many days? So Srila Prabhupada says, in your prayers, in your daily routine, you can pray to Krishna. If you want him to stay, please cure him. And if not, please take him away. We are fully surrendered to you. Now it depends on your desire to keep him alive or to let him leave this world. So that was a prayer of Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada was completely under the desire of Krishna. If Krishna wanted me to live, I want to live. But under any circumstances, I don't want to go against the will of a Krishna. So this is why Dhruva Maharaj lived 36,000 years perfectly with dharma, artha and kama. Now, if you enjoy dharma, artha and kama, as per the devotional understanding, how to understand that he did it perfectly? It may happen that might be some deviations there, might be real, might have got some desire to enjoy the things. Is there in test? So the verse itself test says that after enjoying or after ruling 36,000 years, he perfectly handed over his kingdom to his son. Okay? So the result that if you enjoy properly, as per the guidelines of a Lord, the result we get is natural detachment. And that's what Dhruva Maharaj got. Okay? So we have example of Bharat Maharaj. The Bharat Maharaj is a similar case of Dhruva Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was also ruling the kingdom. He was also externally engaged in many sacrifices, karmakandi sacrifices. Okay? But internally, he was seeing those sacrifices as that when Indra Aya Swaha, oblation is made, I am offering oblation to hand of the Lord. When Varuna Aya Swaha, I am offering oblation to the air of the Lord. All these various aspects of universal body, he is offering. But when time come, he gave entire kingdom within a second. So very beautiful verse comes. Yo dustyajan kshitishutan swajanartha dara parthyam shriya suravare sadayavalokan naicham napast muchitam mahatam madhuvit saiva nurukta manasa abhavo pifalgu. What kind of things you give up? Yo dustyajan. Things which are difficult to give up. What? Dustyajan kshitishutan. Childrens are very difficult to give up. The best example is of Dhritarashtra. How much attachment Dhritarashtra has for Duryodhana. When Vidura, when he sends Sanjay to the Pandavas, when the exile is over, and the Pandavas send their messenger to Dhritarashtra, that our exile is over, now please give us our rightful share to us. So Dhritarashtra says, I will send you the messenger again. Oh Brahmana, you go back. So again, Dhritarashtra sent Sanjaya. When Sanjaya comes back, he says that, actually I will tell whatever message Dhritarashtra has given in the morning assembly hall. But internally Dhritarashtra realized what could be the message. So he called Vidura. Oh Vidura, speak something about Dharma to me. So Vidura beautifully spoke. What you are doing is completely wrong. You are attached to your son. He tells the entire philosophy of Dharma. What is the principle of higher principle? Niti, all those things tells. And he is saying to Vidura, oh please tell, please tell, please tell. I am relishing. This is nectarian, please go on telling. Again, Vidura tell further how to follow conduct, what is the duty of a king. King should not be attached to anybody. Everything is subject, even his own is subject of a king. One should give up the son even if he is not behaving properly. That is the duty of a king. That's how king achieves the heaven. Oh, Vidura, please go on speaking. Please go on speaking. I'm relishing, relishing, relishing. Finally, Vidura got exhausted. So he called some sage. I forgot his name. So sage came. So again, he asked the sage, what is the duty of a king? So again, says same the, all this beautiful thing from the scriptures. And Dhritarashtra again saying, oh, sages, please go on speaking. I'm not getting satiated. Please speak, please speak. Then he tells about Krishna also, that Krishna is a god. That beautiful verse of Dharma Sakshat, verse we say is that Mahajanana Gatasya Mata. It's come into that section. That ultimately, whatever Mahajan says, we have to follow that. And Mahajan says that we must perform the devotional service to the Lord. And Krishna is that Lord himself. And he is on the side of Pandavas. Oh, Dhritarashtra, please give the rightful share of Pandavas to them. That will be your glory. And in this way, you will achieve the kingdom. In this way, you achieve the heaven. Dhritarashtra says, oh, sage, please speak. I'm relishing. I'm relishing. Please go on speaking. Again, the sage went away. Again, Vidura comes. Again, Vidura explained the same thing again. But end of all the night discussion happened. Dhritarashtra says, what can be done? My son is not listening to me. So whatever he is doing, I have to follow him. So to give up attachment to son is not easy. Even Dronacharya, we can say, despite being a sage, despite being a guru, once heard that Ashwatthama might have died, so much attached to son, give up the fighting only. Yo dustyajan kshitishutan swajanartha daran, artha, giving up the artha, is it easy? Externally, maybe give up, but internally, we may attach to the artha. So, just recently, 1 year back, when I went to home to see my grandfather, who happened to be suffering because of cancer, he was in the last stage of cancer, so I went to meet him. So, all his body was actually diseased, all his hair were gone because of chemotherapy treatment. His bodily condition was pathetic actually. And practically after 1 year, I couldn't really go to home because of services. 1 year I just went and to see him. the wind, when I went and sat in front of him, and when he opened his eyes, he saw me. The first question he asked me, "Hey, does the seventh pay commission got implemented?" I said, "What have to do with that? I given up the job, government job, 4 years, 5 years back. And what have to do with the seventh pay commission?" No. In Maharashtra, they're going to employ the seventh pay commission. And I'll get arrears of this much lakh rupees. So, please see whether it is implemented or not. At the time of death, personal death, he's attached to so much money. He can't give the money. He was telling to my father, actually, please make me alive for few months. I want to see that my account has got created this much amount, 8 lakh, 10 lakh something, the arrears of the seventh pay commission. That is the attachment to the money. Attachment to position as a king, it's very difficult to give up. There was one MP in Sangli, the son of Vasantdada Patil. He was supposed to be the MP in Sangli. He got cancer. So he got cancer, he has not given me ticket by the party. So he said that if you don't give me ticket, he was on third stage of cancer, taking constantly chemotherapies. If you don't give me ticket, I'll do the rebel in the party. So he was already spending lakhs of rupees on his treatment. Party gave him ticket. He won the election. Within 3 months he died. Again there was a re-election. All the money of a people got wasted in this way. Just because attachment of one person. That I want to become MP even though I'm going to die. That is the attachment to the position. So this is very difficult to give up. So Bharat Maharaj gave up like that. Why he could able to give up? Because Krishna is so attractive that one can give up all desires, things for his sake. He was attracted by Krishna, the beauty of Krishna. For him, even liberation was insignificant because Saiva Nirukta Manasa, his mind was completely attached to the service of the Lord. So that is why, that is the case of Dhruva Maharaj. Because his mind was completely attached to the service of the Lord, such a kingdom of a grandfather of an entire universe, he could be able to give up within a moment and hand it over to his son. Okay, so there is a beautiful story comes in the scripture. So once there was one king who gave up everything and went to the graveyard to perform austerities. So when Parvati saw this from the Kailas, she started teasing the Lord Shiva. "Hey, what kind of renunciant you are? You are posing yourself as a great renunciant. You are a detached person, that's what you are saying. But see that king, such a great opulent king, he gave up everything. He came to the graveyard, performed tapasya there. I don't think you have such a renunciation." Lord Shiva said, "Okay, you want to test my renunciation and his renunciation?" She said yes, or he said yes. So Lord Shiva and Parvati took a role of a beggars. And they came to that graveyard in front of the king. So that beggar, Shiva in the form of beggar, went to the king and asked the king, "So, oh great king, please give me something. I'm hungry." He said, No. I cannot give you something. Why? "Yeah, I was a great king. I had this much wealth. I had this much property. I have this much, all my relatives, all those things. But I gave up everything and I am completely renounced now. I'm sitting in the graveyard." So both of them heard this and they went again to Kailash. So again Parvati says to Shiva, "See, you told that he is not properly renounced. But he is renounced, he is completely given up. He is not attached to that thing." Lord Shiva told to Parvati, "He is externally given up everything, but in mind he still saying that I have given up. It was my wealth, it was my property. So in mind he is still attached to his property. That's why he is not a proper renunciant." So that principle we have to always understand, that to give up the externally may be possible, but internal attachment is very difficult to give up. So many times we as a devotee, may sometimes happens, or many times it happens, that on the name of service or in the course of service, most of the time we get carried away and we get attached to service which is given to us when we start liking our service. When we start loving our service, liking our service, there are chances that we may get attached to the service and we may forget that from whom this service is meant for actually. For whose pleasure this service is meant for. So, and when service is taken away from us, then it causes trauma to us. why they are coming from this service? I want to do that service. So we have to always understand that detachment need not mean only external detachment. Detachment only means attachment to service attitude, not to service. We should not attach to one service also. We should attach to a service attitude. That is a real detachment. So the beautiful story in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam comes, where Nanda Maharaj, when he happened to take bath in the Dwadashi, and servants of Varuna took away, take him, because as per their calculation, Nanda Maharaj was taking bath at wrong time. So they took him to the kingdom of Varuna. And when Varuna saw this, he realized who is this personality is. He's the father of Krishna. So he offered him throne, worshipped him, waiting for Krishna to come. And Krishna went away. He offered worship to Krishna, glorified Krishna. In this way, he got opportunity to serve Krishna. So in this pastime, Jiva Goswami very beautifully explains that why the servants of Varuna take Nanda Maharaj to his kingdom. Was Nanda Maharaj was mistaken? So Jiva Goswami says, Nanda Maharaj was not at mistake, but the servants of Varuna get carried away by their position of control. They have been given a service that somebody does mistake in a river, you just control them. You just take them here, we'll punish them. And that they have been complete authority. We entrust this authority to you. So you have that power. And because of this power, they get carried away. And they forget that ultimately this service is means to please Varuna. And Varuna's purpose is to please Krishna. So ultimately everything is for pleasing Krishna. They got carried away by this. And that's why, because of this pride of being a controller in the service, they did this mistake. So many times it may happen to us. So that's why we have to be really careful that in the course of service, we should get detachment and attachment to service attitude rather than attachment to a service. Another example, beautiful example, is of Pandavas. Now, 13 years of exile, 12 years of exile, 12 years of forest living, 1 year of living in Gangnato. Before that, again, before getting kingdom, because of episode of the Lakshagriha, they were again in forest. Just after birth, few years they were in forest. So hardly any time they stayed in kingdom. Hardly any time they stayed in palace. After fighting such a war, finally they got kingdom. How much they could able to rule? Hardly 36 years they ruled. And when they realized that Krishna left the planet, without a second thought, Yudhishthira Maharaj gave up kingdom to Parikshit and started traveling towards the north. Not a tinge of attachment to kingdom. How could he be able to do that? So the beautiful verse says, Sarathya Parshadase Vanasakhya Dautya Virasananu Gamanastavana Pranaman Snigdeshu Pandusha Jagat Pranatim Cha Vishnur Bhaktim Karoti Nrupatish Charanaravindam. Lord Krishna became the servant, the messenger, the night watchman, the friend, the charioteer for all the Pandavas. Why? Because Snigdeshu, Pandavas were malleable to the will of a Lord. And because they were malleable to the will of a Lord, will of their authority, they could able to easily detach from all these opulences despite getting these opulences after a very long time. And that is why when Vidura came to Dhritarashtra to speak about renunciation, he never spoke those things to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Because Yudhishthira Maharaj were already detached. What can be spoken to him? He was following perfectly the order of the Lord. So he will not entangle any time. But Dhritarashtra was entangled. That's why he spoke very heavily to Dhritarashtra. So that is the principle we have to understand. To get a real detachment, we have to be malleable to the will of the Lord. Another effect in this verse mentioned is that because Dhruva Maharaj was perfectly following the devotional principles, he was avichalendriyaha. His senses were never agitated. So if our senses are agitated, we have to understand that we are not following still properly the principles of devotional service. We are still in the process. We are not still releasing the Krishna Katha that much. Because when one releases Krishna Katha, the natural effect is of detachment. Okay? So when Narad Muni was explaining the things to Prachin Bharit, he speaks two beautiful verses. Yatra Bhagavato Rajan Sadhavo Vishadashaya Bhagavad Gunan Kathanam Shravanam Vyagra Chetasa. When we hear with Vyagra Chetasa, complete rapt attention about what? Bhagavad Gunanukathanam. What is the result?
Tasmin Mahan Mukharitam Madhubit Charitram Piyusha Shesha Sarita Parita Stravanti Teye Pibanta Vitrisho Nrupagada Karaner Tanna Svashantya Sinatrut Bhavashoka Moha.
When we hear this, Tanna Sprashanti, such a person becomes free from all the bodily needs such as hunger, thirst, then all kinds of fear and lamentation. So his senses remain completely intact. He never gets agitated by the senses. Now, many times, it happens with me many times, that when Mahaprasad tree comes and I see from long distance what is there in the tree, I expect this will come to me. When this tree comes to me, this item will come to me. And sometimes it happens that the item gets over in between also. So mind gets agitated. So that is our position, that sometimes Mahaprasad doesn't come to our plate, we get agitated. But if you hear it with the rapt attention, Tanna Sprashan Asanatruj, the hunger and thirst, one will not be get affected by that. That is the power of a devotional service. Another example comes of Avichalendriyas of Ranti Dev. So Ranti Dev was such a detached person that after fasting for 48 days, he got some food. When Brahmana came, he offered food to him. Then one Shudra came. What is a Shudra? As a representative of a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He offered food to him again. Again, one person with dog came. Whatever remaining food was there, he offered to that person because he saw that Atithi is there. Atithi is a Devabho, is a representative of Personality of Godhead. After that, some Chandala came. One glass of water is remaining. He offered that water to him also. So one may see that, he might be actually externally offered it, but internally hankering for hunger and all those things. So a very beautiful verse says, Na kamayeham gatirishwaraparat astradhyuktam apunar bhavamva artim prabadde khiladeha bhajam antasthito yena bhavantya dukkha. I do not pray to Supreme Lord for eightfold perfection of siddhis. I do not pray for liberation. I only pray that my heart is getting pain when these living entities who are not following devotional service are getting troubled. I want to suffer for them. Artim prapadde khila deva vajam antasitovena bhavantya dukkha. And very next verse says, by offering my water to maintain the life of this poor chandala who is struggling to live, I have been freed from all hunger. He's feeling a complete freedom from hunger by offering water to him. Thirst, fatigue, trembling of body, morosness, distress, lamentation, and illusion. So that is the position of a Ranti Dev. So, in one of the glorification of Srila Prabhupada, the personality who is non-devotee actually, in one sense, the founder of Art of Living, Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, in one of the class he was giving, he says that actually, people say that when one becomes old, one becomes diseased in their senses, one becomes less potent, his power gets reduces, his youth gets down. But that is not the case. If one is in touch with spirit, the result is opposite. And he says that the perfect example is of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. See, at the age of 70, at the age of 76, he was a perfectly youthful person. He was carrying the order of his Guru Maharaj. And like a young person, he was traveling throughout the world, spreading the glories of Krishna, message of Lord Krishna. So, that is the process of avichalendriyaha. If you are perfectly in touch with the process of devotional service, we also become avichalendriyaha. How to become avichalendriya? We want to become avichalendriya. What is the process? So, Prachetas very beautiful offers prayers to Lord. And one of that prayers, this is, Yatra dante katham rishtas, trishnaya prashamoyatha, nirvairam yatra bhuteshu, na udvego yatra kashchana. Whenever pure topics of transcendental world are discussed, the members of audience forget all kinds of material hankerings till the point, at least we are hearing. Till the point, at least we are hearing, all the audience forget about hunger and thirst, about the sensory activities. Not only that, they no longer envious of one another till the point we are hearing. And they do not suffer anxiety or fear. So to remain always avichalendriya, we have to always in touch with this process. అండ్ ద బెస్ట్ వేస్ టు కమ్ టుగెదర్ అండ్ డిస్కస్ పరస్పరానుకథనం పావనం భగవత యశః మిథో రథిర్ మిథో తుష్టిర్ నివృత్తిర్ మిథురాత్మన. సో ఇఫ్ యూ కమ్ టుగెదర్ అండ్ డిస్కస్ అమంగ్ అవర్ సెల్ఫ్ కృష్ణ కథ అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే థ్రూ అవుట్ ద డే ఇఫ్ యూ కుడ్ రిమైన్ ఇన్ దట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ దెన్ దిస్ హంగర్ అండ్ థర్స్ విల్ నాట్ అఫెక్ట్ అస్ దెన్ దిస్ సెన్సెస్ విల్ నాట్ ఎజిటేట్ అస్ అండ్ విల్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ రిమైన్ ఇన్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్. థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్ ఫర్ అలవింగ్ మీ టు స్పీక్. ప్లీజ్ ఫర్గివ్ మీ ఇఫ్ ఐ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ బియాండ్ మై రిలేషన్ బియాండ్ మై అండర్స్టాండింగ్. టైమ్ ఇస్ ఆల్రెడీ క్రాస్డ్ బట్ ఇఫ్ సంబడి వాంట్స్ టు కరెక్ట్ డూ సమ్ కరెక్షన్ ఆర్ కమెంట్ ప్లీజ్ ఐమ్ ఆల్వేస్ రెడీ ఫర్ దట్. గ్రంథ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ.